What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hi, Eric.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? How is life treating you?
Life is okay.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, I mean, not too bad.
How is your wife treating you? Because I know how my husband is treating me.
This sounds like a setup to crash and burn.
Anyways, we have crash and burn. We have a fabulous guest today from Mexico. Started acting very young in the theater, then moved to New York to learn English. His movie career took off in Mexico when he starred in Sexo, Pudor y Lágrimas, una película que me encanta. He's been nominated for an Oscar for his role in A Better Life in 2011. He was the second Mexican after Anthony Quinn to be nominated for a Best Actor Oscar.
That's awesome.
And I had the privilege to work with him when I did Gran Hotel, a show for ABC. We did one season. Everybody was shocked that he didn't come back. And he played my husband.
Damian Bichir. Amazing human being. Yes. Let's bring him in.
Hey. There he is.
How are you?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hey. I can't believe I see you after so many years.
I know. How many years has it been? It's like 3?
200.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good to see you, niño. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, Muy bien, ¿cómo estás, corazón?
Todo bien, gracias a Dios. Trabajando mucho, bueno, viajando, pero no me puedo quejar. Life is good.
Sí, how's it going with this podcast?
So it's been, what, 2 years now? 2 seasons?
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It started one way, now it's transitioning into all kinds of things, you know, but it's like therapy, and we have incredible guests, and we have a laugh. Yeah. People enjoy it.
We're trying to save our marriage one podcast at a time.
That is so dramatic.
That is, God. You know, that yeah, when you say therapy, that's for everyone, you know, whoever participates in it, I'm sure they learn a lot, you know.
They do. We're learning about each other, we're learning about the process, we're learning about the relationship, and people get a kick out of it because, you know what, you have no idea how many people relate.
Totally, exactly. Wait a second, I know that feeling. I've been there, I've been in that place before.
I know, and we try to do it with humor, you know, so people, it doesn't get too dense.
Totally. That's the only way to carry on, you know. Let's apply a little bit of comedy to life.
Exactly. Y óyeme, cuéntame. Let the right one in.
Let the right one in. Yes, ma'am.
So, opened beginning of October. So, you guys are about to finish the season? Or you're...
We are, I believe we should be halfway in.
Halfway in. Okay.
Yeah, halfway through. Probably episode 6 is now out.
Okay.
I think they release every episode on the Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Okay.
Like a streaming, and then, you know, on the Showtime, and so it's so difficult to have people get used to watching that every week. You know, a lot of people, including me, I prefer to watch the entire thing in one shot.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, especially nowadays, you know, with so many platforms and so many offers and so many different options to watch, if you like it and you get hooked in it, then you want to continue watching right away. You know, you want another one, and then finish it. Sometimes I finish the whole thing in 2 days, you know. From things that I love.
It's interesting. Yesterday, we were watching this thing, the second season of White Lotus, right? And I told Eric last night, we had some time, oh, you know, let's watch the next episode. And he goes, no, we caught up. We have to wait until next whatever. And I said, what do you mean? I don't want to wait. What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because we're all similar in this regard. And I was talking to another friend of mine, and he commented on my show because, you know, mine's traditional network show, and it's like 22 episodes. And he's like, I love that traditional format of, and I said, that's a lot of episodes to watch. And he was like, I'm old school. I love waiting every week and having my, you know, 20 something episodes that I just watch. And it becomes like a family night once a week that they know they're doing that. Yeah. But I prefer you guys binge watch it, not wait.
Yeah. But that's true. You know, I guess if you want to capture the new generation's attention, then they don't have time to wait.
Yeah.
You know, they just, what do you mean next week? Yeah, see you later, man. Next week I'll be in the moon, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little tricky to, get your audience, especially with so many options, you know? Whenever I want a cereal, it's crazy when you go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
I wish there was only two options, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a whole hall filled with all kinds of cereals.
Yeah,
and you can't really choose one. So, but we're really really happy that people have, you know, loved it, gotten engaged into it, it is not your everyday vampire story. It's not your usual, you know, horror or fantasy type of genre material. It's a completely different thing because it goes beyond that. I think it touches very, very interesting subject matters, including, of course, you know, what addiction represents. And basically, that's the main, you know, theme of it. You know, when you get infected, so to speak, you know, how life, your life and the lives of your loved ones and everyone around you changes forever. And the struggle that a family goes through in order to find a cure, in order to find a way out, in order to find your ground. But we also talk about immigration, you know, It is as simple as that. I think it was really, really interesting that Showtime and Andrew Hinderaker, our showrunner, I think it was great that they made the lead characters Mexican, mm-hmm. in a place and time where, you know, millions of undocumented workers are still waiting to have a face and a name. Mm-hmm. You know, something that, and the freedom of going out into the sun and, you know, be freely walking around everywhere you want, you know. So this is an analogy of how this story represents that. When the series begins, you see the characters, Mark and Ellie, my daughter, we're running away again, running away, hiding, being in the dark, you know, trying to stay away from the sun. And it breaks my heart when I see all the, you know, thousands of immigrants trying to reach the coasts of Greece and Italy and Spain, you know, all the way from Africa, trying to find a better future for their families. And you see more often than not, this image of a father holding their kids, sometimes perished, you know, on the shores of, you know, without making it. And of course, you know, all my fellow country women and men who cross the border through the desert and through rivers and risk their lives, and sometimes they don't make it, you know. So there's a lot of, you know, to that. And then there is, of course, love, you know, the love of a father for his daughter, his kids, and what we do for our children. You know, we're willing to do anything at all, even crossing the darkest line if it's necessary in order to provide our kids for a better future.
So I'm assuming you have a daughter, like we discussed, Gala, 11 years old. Was this particular series and this material extra special to you? Because you know what you, if something, God forbid, right, happens to your own daughter, you'll do what you have to do.
Oh, totally, absolutely. Yeah. But we do that even when, you know, they have a nightmare. You know, right. Even if there's someone at school that, you know, don't like them very much. Mm-hmm. Even if they have a hard day at tennis, I remember, you know, your kid plays tennis, mm-hmm. and so we're there for them always. And I played a father before, many times before, without being a father. So it's easy for me to connect with, you know, whenever I play someone's father. But in this occasion, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a special connection to that because my daughter is 11, yeah. and Ellie in the show, Madison, she's 12 in the show, and I think she's also 12 or 13 maybe, and so there's a direct connection to that, and it helps you to approach the character in a better way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I know you, Demiani, you're very, very specific, and you already kind of answered the question by talking about the material. But I know you're very picky and you're very specific when you read things about what you're going to actually do, you know? When you read this one, I'm assuming it was an offer, did you know immediately this is something that I want to tackle?
You know, you are very much like me, Rosalind Sanchez. You're also very much into the work, and not only you love a good material, mm-hmm. but we like to make sure that our voice and our vote will be counted, that, you know, that we will have an input into whatever is decided in the series, whether you have, you know, a producer title or not, which is, you know, most of the time ornamental. It's only, you know, it's something, but sometimes they give you a first class ticket and then they seat you in the back of the plane. So, you know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter how big your credit as a producer is if they don't consider you and they don't take in consideration, you know, they don't count with your voice and vote and all that. In how the scripts are written, you know, the scenes that can be better, things that can be improved, and even the conditions on, you know, on set whenever we work, you know, for everybody, not only for you. And so, yes, I was a big fan of the film before. I was I was already a big fan of the original film on which, you know, the novel was. The film is based on the novel, and I never read the novel before, and I would read it until we finished this adventure.
To read it. Really?
Yeah, I don't want to read it now because I didn't want that to influence in any form, way, or shape, you know, whatever we're doing here, because this is a different approach to the same story. And I was very intrigued on how would Andrew transform 2 hours into 10.
Okay.
of wonderful, you know, material in a beautiful story that I consider is a really, really beautiful story. If you haven't seen the original Swedish film, please go and watch it, because you will love it and you will understand how it goes beyond the genre. Okay. It goes beyond any vampire story, or it's a love story of a father and his daughter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also, you know, we talk about the terrible, I'm going to call it, it's not a pandemic yet, but it is a virus, you know, bullying in schools. Hmm. The bullying, it goes on, you know, it's still out there as we speak. And we talk about it in the show too, in a very, very deep way. And so I was intrigued on how Andrew would transform 2 hours into 10. And to my surprise, I was greatly surprised that he not only honored the original film, and it's almost like a love letter to the film, but he enriched the entire background story, and he added many different, you know, new layers and new subplots and new characters as well, that made the whole thing richer, better, even sexier.
Oh,
and
nice.
And if I can say that, you know, and so when I, you know, Rosalind, that you too, Eric, we know that we say yes to a TV project based on 50 pages.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all we know.
Yeah.
You know, 50, 60 pages. And then it's a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen in the next, you know, 2000 episodes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know. We only hope that it will be as good as the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we only hope that. So all I had was the pilot, and I thought it was dramatically rich. I thought it was perfectly well balanced in all the stories that you see. And if you take a closer look, you will see that it's a love story of every member of the cast within their own families, their own, you know, microcosmos. It's about love, and it's about the things we do for love.
Was it nice to go, I mean, your works in the past, like The Bridge, you know, amazing show, heavy. Was it nice to go back? You know, Grand Hotel was a fun show, but it's a network show, which I do a network show now. And it's different when you go do cable or streaming. There are a lot more freedoms and things you can explore, and how edgy and dark and just true you can get into a subject matter. Was that nice? I'm sure it was, but was that a nice thing for you as an actor, obviously going back into something like that?
Put it this way. He's very happy he's not doing Grand Hotel.
I'm not going to say that.
No.
Every job has its blessing.
You know how much we pushed
to take it
to another network.
God.
Yeah.
When ABC said no, which I still don't know why.
I don't know why either.
When they say no, remember we tried, and you know, to take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we really tried, you know. All of us, Eva and everybody else, we thought we had something dear in our hands, and it was so, we formed a really, literally a beautiful family, and it was so, you know, well made with so much passion and love and courage, and then, you know, it's the same as anything else, you know, we actors have very little control over the future of a film, a series, or whatever we do. You know, we put our best, and then, you know, let's see if whoever's in charge puts it out there and makes sure that everyone watches, and then let's hope that we will find our audience so we can come back, right? But anyway, I'm always happy to do what I'm doing right now. So when they call me to do a pilot, that's, to me, that's it. You know, to me, it's that whatever we take to make that pilot, maybe a month, you know, to me, that is it. If they order the first season, then I open a new champagne and celebrate again. You know, if they order a second season, then two champagnes. Why not? Yeah. Why not? And so on and so on and so on. So we can't really, I mean, we hope and we dream with many more, you know, seasons, but there is very little control we have over that. And yes, Eric, to answer your question, absolutely. You know, you you find a little more freedom and a little more, only because the way it's designed, you know, on network TV, you can't tell and show many things.
Yeah.
You know, there's a narrow margin in which you have to learn to navigate. But when we did The Bridge for FX, it was naturally a more open type of ground for us to talk about certain things and show certain things. But then now when you go to, you know, cable TV like Showtime or HBO, the freedom is total. It's total and it's open. And this is my second time working with Showtime with the Weeds. I remember we would see anything and everything. You know, we would talk about anything we wanted and be open about it. And sometimes it was hardcore this, hardcore that.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing here. You know, Showtime is famous for that. They're brave. They're assertive. They want to play hard.
So based on your experience, you'll say, because you've done network and streaming and cable, you've done the three avenues, right? You think that, for example, a streamer like Netflix or Apple or Showtime, do you think they allow the showrunner or the creator to really create and do their thing, or they're micromanage every single storyline, et cetera, like in network?
You know, they have to, the heads of Showtime and Tomorrow Studios, who's the partner production company, they, let's put it this way. We're about, you know, 10, 15 people total who make a final decision, who, you know, give our opinion. And then, of course, you know, it's a consensus that everyone needs to agree on to put the final episode out there. But I have to say, they, and I'm talking about Showtime, they provide a complete freedom to our showrunner, Andrew Hinderaker, to write what he wants. And to all of us, you know, our crew, our production team, our cast, everyone involved in the show, to do our best. You know, they make sure that you have all the tools and all the toys to create the best show possible. And they do give you that freedom. You see that. I felt that. You know, producing is really, really hard, because carrying a show, it's already difficult. But then you have to apply, you know, invest a lot of extra time in everything else, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's fascinating. It's just so beautiful. And then to see the final result, we're so really proud of this material.
That's so beautiful. I was explaining to somebody yesterday the process. You know, we're producing and we have something in place at CBS and one at Fox. And he didn't really understand. So, but what do you mean now the writer? So now you go shoot. I said, no. You know, it's whole, this whole song and dance. Now, you know, we got a pickup. No, we sold it. Now the writer is given a story area and an outline, and then he writes a script. And then if they love it, then you do a pilot, and then they're going to judge that. And then it goes to a series. And he goes, what are you talking about? I'm going, let's put it this way. Getting a show in the air is a miracle.
That's exactly right. It's a miracle.
Because the amount of pitches and the amount of things they order, the amount of material that these networks and all these outlets get out of 100 to make it.
Yeah.
I said, it's a miracle. You have no idea. Like getting something sold doesn't mean a lot.
It means nothing from the producer standpoint. You get no money until you actually make a show. You know what I mean? It's so much sweat equity in producing.
I know.
That's true.
I know.
That's true. But it means a lot. You know, I have to say, I understand why you say that, because at the end of the day, it only means a lot if, you know, you made 1,500 seasons and that people go crazy for it. But it means a lot just to achieve that, to get it out there, sell it, to make it happen. It takes a lot. So my deepest respects to you guys, because
it's a beautiful feeling. And sometimes it takes 2 years to develop the whole thing.
You have to love it.
You have to love it. It takes years. And then when you get that it's a beautiful feeling.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And you learn so much. I try to explain this to people, and you know, you do the same thing. When you're producing and you're invested in something and you're breaking down scripts and you're going through, you're giving notes and things in your mind in such a different way than even you would as an actor sometimes. And you learn so much from each aspect of the business. There are notes that I give as a, I'm in producer mode, so to speak, right? But they're actor notes.
Yeah.
For me. And then I get notes back from partners of ours and they're like, well, you know, that stuff, we would address that later. I'm like, as an actor,
I don't want to say that.
You're not going to have this dialogue. I will never say that.
Yeah. It happens a lot, you know, because we have the executives, the other producing partners that we give these notes that are very specific, right? Because I put myself in the place of that character and I go, I will never say that. We don't speak like that. So let's correct it now before it moves any forward. And I know the actress is going to tell you that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't track. And I'm not going to say that, you know, and it's really difficult for them to be like, well, it doesn't have to be addressed now. No, let's do it because it's not going to fly.
Absolutely. And then it has to do with, you know, whatever you say, any opinion you give, you know, about a new script or a new this or a scene or when you watch the final cut or I mean, the first cut before it gets locked up. You as a producer have to consider every single scene and every word that is written there. You know, a lot of actors, they just go home. I know actors that only read their lines.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. I know actors that they only read their scenes. Mm-hmm. But you read every single comma and every single point and every single line. You know, you have to be there and see the overall picture. And of course, you know, and then you, as you said, Eric, you go into your actor mode and you say, okay, now my character needs this, but you know, an overall picture, it's what's more fun and exciting.
Yeah.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I think one thing you said that was valuable, and we have a lot of listeners that aspire to be in the business somehow, and I've gotten messages, they've messaged and reached out asking for advice or things in that. And I think one thing you said is so true. It's like, just enjoy the small victories and be in those moments.
Yeah.
Like you said, yeah. You sign up to do a pilot. That's your moment. That's the now.
That's it.
Celebrate it. Give it 110%.
Yep.
If another chapter opens and you go beyond that, Amazing. But every step in our business, people don't realize how challenging this business is. So if you don't accept, enjoy those small victories, you just find yourself never satisfied because it's so challenging.
Isn't that how life should, be? Because you're always worried about the future and you're always, so miserable about the past. But what about now? You know what I mean? So to me, as an actor, my life, it only really exploits and happens between action and cut. Whenever they say action, that's when I boom. That's what I'm in this planet for, and I go scene by scene, not even episode by episode, I just go take by take, and try to make that take something meaningful.
That's great advice.
I wish as a young actor, right? I left Puerto Rico in my 20s, early 20s to come to the States to act, to perform. And you were very successful in Mexico and then you did the crossover, right? And you're doing incredible over here. But I wish all these young kids, younger than their 20s, right, that come to this country with a dream to become actors, and they go to their acting classes and they sign up, and it's like all this expectation and they have these dreams. And it's just, listen, God bless them. It's beautiful. I was one of them. Mm-hmm. I wish besides the whole textbook of let's do the scene study and go rehearse with your scene partner and you do the scenes and you get the critique and that's all you learn pretty much, and you need to read that book. But nobody teaches you about this is the nature of the business. It's a monster and this is what you're going to encounter. So you have to develop about the humanity and the craziness of the business. Nobody
funny
says that.
Because it's funny. It falls, you talked about our daughter playing tennis, right? There's a skill set to playing and practicing and doing tennis. But at her academy, they have a mindset class as well, where you're learning the mental challenges of being an elite athlete, so to speak, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So the same thing comes in our business. You can develop a skill set, but if you don't have the mindset, and I was victim of this at one point early in my acting career where I stopped for a bit because I was like, I'm making money doing something else. I can't focus. There's too many no's and too many defeats that make you want to cave. And I dug out of it and came back and got back on track. But it's true. If you don't have the mindset for this business, you could have all the skill in the world. But if your door doesn't open and your mindset isn't right, all that skill goes to waste.
But even something as simple, it's funny you said, and I was a victim of this my whole life because I'm such a dreamer and I'm so ambitious that I'm always looking for the win. And I wasn't able to comprehend Ross, I'm going to give you the day that everything changed for me that I realized what you just said. I need to approach things one day at a time. just because I got a pilot doesn't mean that it's going to go to series. I was at I had a development deal at NBC. I do this pilot called Miss Miami. We shoot it in Miami. I was convinced that she was going. Convinced. And everybody made me believe it has a big shot. It's going to go. I was already planning my life. I was going to sell what I had in LA because I'm relocating to Miami. I'm looking at property.
She still does this.
No, I don't.
Damian, this is all for show.
No, I know. She still does this. This is all for show.
She's always planning. And I'm like, Roz.
No, but listen.
And then she calls me a dream popper.
Listen, you're a dream popper.
Just
living
the moment.
Listen to what happened to me. Oh my God, Damian. So I am convinced this show is going. This is before the Latinx explosion. Nobody was looking for Latino content. It was way ahead of its time.
Yeah,
it was way ahead. And now it will work. By then, imagine me with bad English. What, 17 years, 18 years ago, it was horrific. So there's no way this network was going to pick up a show with somebody like me, you know? Now they're more open to it. Still, they give me shit about the accent, but they're a little bit more forgiving. Then, you know what? Then it wasn't like that. But I was convinced, and everybody made me believe, you're the shit, you're amazing, you're the it girl. The show is going to go forever. And I was flying to the upfront, and they turned me around because at the last minute, they changed their minds.
Yep.
I died. It was such a crazy-ass lesson for me to comprehend, like you just said, it's one day at a time. Do your best at that moment, then throw the script away.
I hope she takes your advice.
Especially because, you know, how ratings are really measured, you know, and what makes you a worthy artist? Mm-hmm. What makes you a great artist? The amount of money you make, or the amount of Oscars you get, the amount of, you know, Grammys you get as a musician, or the passion that you put on it? Because look, to the eyes of the universe, it doesn't matter if you're watched by one person or a million. Mm-hmm. You know, it only matters to, you know, networks and, you know, all the people who, of course, put their money in it and they want to recover it. But there's a lot of us who still call this an art form, mm-hmm. not only a show business. We call this an art form. And if our souls are not fulfilled when we do it, then something is not in place.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
This was beautiful. I'm
so glad to catch up with you like this, Damian. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's great long. Seeing you guys. I miss you.
I miss you too. And I'm so proud of everything you're doing and your exquisite work as usual. And it's
thank you.
It's
me
awesome.
Too. Me as well.
Everyone needs to catch up if they haven't started it already. Let the right one in on Showtime.
Yes.
Now is the time to jump on that.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Un abrazo, papa. Cuídate mucho.
Abrazos. Besos.
Bye. Good to see you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So great to see him.
He's
doing so well.
He's an actor. He's doing well. And he's very involved. Like he mentioned, you know, he wants to be very much in charge and he wants to make sure that whatever show or whatever he's involved with is just pristine and classy and good material.
And I think like what you said, he's an actor's actor. Like for listeners, you know, it's a bit of a, yeah, what was that, the show with Lippman, Actors Studio, right? Like this is like one of those kind of actors you know, Damian's that kind of a guy. You get him in Actors Studio and you want to pick his brain and talk about his process forever because he's that type of an actor.
It's like going to class, you know?
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a taste of, I think, on our podcast, which is nice of an actor like that.
Yeah.
And the show, which we haven't been able to start yet, is one that we need to add to our watch list. Because
and how interesting that he's... The premise, guys, is his daughter on the show has something called vampirism. So she's a vampire, but it was acquired through a virus. And he basically is trying to find the cure because she's a complete outcast. So right. Isn't that what an amazing premise?
Yeah.
You have a child that gets infected by something that is life-changing. Yeah. And you know, if I don't find a solution, she's going to die. They're going to kill her.
And that's essentially... In real life, right? This disease, that's everything.
I know.
So it's relatable on all fronts.
And I had no idea that it touched so many other topics, immigration and dysfunction and life and viruses and addiction. And it's pretty incredible. Great. Anyways, thank you all for listening. We love you.
Okay. Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, Eric and Ross at iHeartRadio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.